The big question, will Europe ban deepwater oil drilling?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The big question this morning, looking at the Obama administration's lifting of the ban on deepwater oil drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. Today, though, the European Commission is proposing its own moratorium on deep sea drilling, at least until the U.S. inquiry into the Gulf spill has been published. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is with us live from London with that story. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
All right, so the European Commission seems to be more worried about this deepwater drilling than the U.S. government. Will there likely be a moratorium in Europe?
It's doubtful, to be frank, because after all, the Commission is calling for a voluntary moratorium. But more seriously today, it's also proposing draft new laws that would mean companies applying for offshore drilling licenses in the EU would have to prove they could afford to pay for any cleanup if there's a spill. So the regulations will undoubtedly tighten here.
We know, Stephen, BP and Royal Dutch Shell, they both have big operations in the Gulf of Mexico. What impact will lifting the moratorium have on their businesses there?
Well, it's probably going to be quite a few weeks before drilling resumes because all the companies there have to apply for new permits. It's obviously going to be less profitable in the future for these companies because of tougher regulation. But Nick McGregor of Brokers Redmayne Bentley says BP and Shell and the other majors wouldn't consider pulling out of the Gulf.
The amount of oil involved and the fact that they are restricted in the numbers of areas in the world in which they are welcome these days mean that they will still operate in this area and they will still pump resources into it.
Indeed, Shell seems to be trying to curry favour with the American authorities, angling for new permits. Yesterday, the Shell CEO criticised BP's lack of safety measures in the Gulf, clearly putting as much distance between himself and BP as possible.
All right, Stephen Beard in London. Stephen, thanks.
Okay, Steve.
Many European governments, including the UK, have been looking to reduce public spending. That would include a lot of government jobs. But a report today warns about a rippling effect in the private sector that could cost as many as 500,000 more jobs. The BBC's Rebecca Singer has that.
The British Prime Minister plans to tighten the government's purse strings and reduce the size of the public sector workforce. And he was relying on the country's privately run businesses to pick up the slack. So this morning's news may have spoiled his breakfast, because the report from accountant PricewaterhouseCoopers says his plans will hit private companies almost as hard. John Hawksworth is the chief economist at PwC. He expects most private sector job losses to be in the construction and service industries, as building projects are cancelled and contracts aren't renewed.
Public sector is a huge customer for many businesses, and it will be a long adjustment process to kind of wean themselves off the dependence on the public sector.
Areas like Northern Ireland, Scotland and Wales will be particularly badly hit because their local economies rely heavily on government jobs and contracts. But Hawksworth says despite the job losses, the private sector will adapt and find new opportunities to make money. In London, I'm the BBC's Rebecca Singer for Marketplace.
Global stocks are on the rise today. Federal Reserve showed signs of more economy tinkering. Wall Street yesterday, markets managed slight gains. Dow again closed above 11,000.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation Energy, committed to customer choice and powering America's clean energy future through investments in nuclear, wind, solar, and efficiency technologies. By Novo Nordisk, since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices at novonordisk-us.com. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 800-555-TREE.
The New York Times ran an article a week and a half ago that basically said the Las Vegas economy was as dry as the desert sand. And Sin City's not recovering as fast as other cities across the country. Las Vegas Review-Journal Entertainment columnist Doug Elfman took issue with the Times assessment and talked to me about it a few days ago at a popular gathering place right on the Strip. Doug Elfman, thanks for meeting me here at the Las Vegas Sign.
Thanks. It's a real pleasure.
So why this place? Why are we here talking near the Las Vegas Sign? It's a pretty touristy place, right?
This is quite the touristy place, you know, and as you can see, it's just wall-to-wall tourists, sort of, I mean, as much as you can get. Cars coming in, you can see the planes coming in, And unlike what some people might think, Vegas is sort of bouncing back.
So what are the signs of economic recovery then?
Gambling revenue up 21%. Casino proceeds up 4.5%. Casino revenues up 12%. Visitors coming to Vegas has been up for 12 straight months to 25 million people. It's been up 2.5% this year. Car traffic's up 4.4%. I could go on and on. We have lots of signs, and if you live here and you actually come here, you know all this. Compared to a year ago, it is a bouquet of roses every day right now.
When you talk to locals here, what are they telling you? You sort of work the beat, right?
Yeah. Okay, well, on the downside, there's quite a few people in town who've been working 60 hours a week for six days a week for 2 years, ever since the recession kicked in. Because remember, unemployment is high, 14%. So a lot of people are tired, but we still smile and we still get through it because it's Vegas and we're a service industry.
So as a journalist, as a columnist, somebody who covers this town, what's the future look like?
A lot of locals keep saying the same thing. They go, Life magazine decades ago had a cover photo of a little motel and the headline that said something like, has Vegas finally overdeveloped and gone too far? Well, that was like in the 50s or something, right? So that's just the way it is. That's how cities are.
The eternal optimist. Doug Elfman, thanks.
Sure, thanks.
And finally, one Pennsylvania woman found out the hard way phosphates are bad for the environment. Her dishwasher wasn't cleaning the dishes. She replaced the appliance to the tune of like $800, and the dishes still wouldn't get clean. Finally, she wrote a letter to Procter & Gamble, maker of Cascade. They responded by telling her to stop using that detergent because it no longer contained phosphates. Apparently, phosphorus is banned in 15 states because when it enters waterways, it promotes algae growth, and too much algae changes the pH balance of water, and that's bad for aquatic life. Dirty dishes, dead fishes. You decide. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Check us out online at marketplace.org. Catch the podcast there while you're at it. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Walmart is the big box store that everybody loves to hate. Except, of course, if they're looking to rent your vacant storefront from you.
Listen, if they ring the phone and they say, hi, I'm Walmart, I want to look at your site, you don't walk to meet them, you run to meet them.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Smaller Walmart's coming soon to a neighborhood near you. Also, coming next time to Marketplace. It's from American Public Media. With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.